Hello and welcome to the New Life View teleseminar series in Personal Growth and Spirituality. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNally. Today we have a special guest, one of my first teachers in the Constellation Approach and a personal friend of mine, Peter Faust. Peter is accomplished in many areas of unique service. He holds a master's degree in Japanese and Chinese acupuncture and is licensed to practice herbal medicine in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. Peter held the position of second-year assistant dean and third-year assistant dean during his 6 years of teaching at the Barbara Brennan School's four-year training program. During that time, he taught high sense perception and channeling as well as teaching the core curriculum of the program. Peter's private practice utilizes all of his trainings depending on the condition presented by his clients. Peter completed training from the Bert Hellinger Institute USA in 2002 and began facilitating the method in private practice. Peter Faust, welcome.
Good afternoon, Patrick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, Peter, let's go through some questions that came to my mind as I was preparing for this interview. Of course, I trained with you in the Constellation Approach, and, of course, again, I thank you for that. And what we learn in Constellation work is a lot about relationships, and relationships in life often go awry. And there's often a craving for something imagined as ideal in the family or in partnering work and life situations. It's almost as though we feel in our soul that good and positive relationships are natural, and yet they elude us. From your experience with the Constellation Approach, what are we missing?
Great question. And I think the Constellation work really, really shows us what's missing in our lives. Actually, Patrick, all relationships are a reflection of the relationships that came before us. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. And often what we do is we judge the relationships that came before us. Most of us, probably 99% of us have judgments about our parents' relationships, and they probably had judgments about their grandparents' relationships. So then what happens unconsciously is that we don't feel that we can actually have a better relationship than our parents. We actually end up repeating the patterns that happened before us. So what the Constellation work does, it helps us turn around, look at our parents, look at our grandparents, look at the other relationships that came before us, our ancestral relationships, and come to peace with them. We can kind of understand them, we respect them, we bow to them, and in a way we literally allow our parents and our grandparents and those kind of relationships, those couple relationships, to have their own fate. When we do that, it's a deep respect, and in turn, we then are free to have the kind of relationships we want, letting go of the unhealthy things that happened in previous relationships and taking the best parts of our ancestors' relationships to go on. So really what I think we're missing is respecting the relationships that came before us.
And most of us don't have that concept. We're not thinking of or seeing that our relationships are, as you say, driven by the past relationships, right?
Exactly. We think we're free, but we're really not. We're only free when we turn around and look at the relationships and let them go and respect them. Otherwise, we carry a lot around unconsciously.
Okay, so there's many, many ways of trying to free ourselves from these things that mostly, I think, don't work. I mean, because if they did work, everyone would be running around really happy, you know, joyful and happy.
Right.
So what is the Constellation Approach? How does it differ, and how can it be helpful to improve our lives?
Good. Well, the Constellation Approach is based on the work of, like you've mentioned, Bert Hellinger and the Family Constellation Therapy, or methodology, as it's called in Europe. And it's an energetic exercise that allows us to look at our ancestral lineage, everything that's come before us, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and all those things that really happened in the preceding generations before we got here and before our adult life. Because most people that come to this work are really coming as adults. So the work can be done in a group or it can be done in individual sessions with a facilitator. And the way it helps our life, Patrick, is it strengthens our connection and our bond to our family lineage. So if you imagine that you're standing here, but behind you are your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, aunts and uncles. There's you're just the tip of the iceberg, and there's all this energy and strength behind you, but there's also a lot of dysfunction and a lot of things that might be unhealthy. When we turn around energetically in a constellation, literally turn around and look at our ancestral lineage, we can accept what is good and healthy and let go of what's unhealthy and doesn't serve us anymore. That way we're free to go on in our life.
Now, when you say turn around, literally turn around and look, you don't mean that we're actually looking at our parents, that we have to have our parents there or our grandparents there.
Oh, good. Good clarification. No, as a matter of fact, Patrick, this work is done without our relatives in the room 99% of the time.
Yeah, so when you say it's an energetic exercise,
yes,
we're talking about absorbing or how should I say, recognizing the energy of those people, that group of people that have contributed to us being here now. Is that a good way to say it?
Precisely, Patrick. That's a great way to say it. Yes. So for an example, if someone came to one of our workshops and or other family constellation facilitators workshops, a person would who's working would probably choose representatives from the audience to represent their mother, their father, their grandparents, maybe a great grandparent or an uncle, something like that, and have them set up in the room, and the client or the person who's doing the work would look at the constellation, literally look at what came before them and look at who these ancestors were. And from there, the energy starts to get infused into the client.
So getting back to this idea of how it can be helpful to improve our lives, and even back to the previous question of what we are missing, what you're suggesting is that as someone does that, they're actually taking back a piece of the energy of their family, if you will, or their ancestors that they were missing. Is that correct?
That's a great way to say it, yes. Yes. That which is missing, it may not necessarily be missing, Patrick. It can be missing, or it could just be weak. And so it's strengthening those connections.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our connections to our ancestral lineage. This work really strengthens and fortifies what's healthy in mm-hmm. that connection.
So tell me about how you were introduced to this unique and powerful experience. What was it that attracted you so strongly to it?
Well, I have to be honest here. Like most things in my life that have helped me grow spiritually and consciously, my wife brought me to it. She went off and did some work, and she came back and spoke about it, and it literally changed her life and her relationships with her relationship with her family of origin. And I was just blown away by it. Naturally, she said, this would be good for you, Peter, which she often does. And so I did my own constellations around it, around my family issues, and it really changed my relationship with my mother at the time and also even with my marriage with my wife. And it had a deep, profound effect almost immediately. And what I was thinking about was that it was actually a type of mind shift. It shifted my consciousness. It shifted my mind, a mind shift. This is what the work did for me. It literally changed the way I was in relationship with my mother and my wife. And so that's what really, first Jamie brought me to the work, and then I did my own work, and then from there I was just hooked, and I knew I needed to share it with others.
So you would say that it has truly strengthened in your life the relationships that otherwise might have had, you know, different kind of challenges or struggles?
Well, I think that for me, Patrick, I thought I had, you know, fine relationships in the traditional sense of the word, you know, the ups and downs, ins and outs and all that, but this just made them so much better and cleared up a lot of things in my unconscious that I didn't even realize I was holding.
Mm-hmm. So it's really experiential, if I hear you correctly. It's really an experiential process, and I've, of course, participated in constellation work, and I've participated in many of what are called experiential processes, and there are many different workshops available that offer powerful experience for positive change, but it seems that the experiential process is often difficult to express or explain in words. Why is that? And is it important or valuable to be able to describe experiences that reach so deep, or is it best to keep them to ourselves?
Well, first, I think it's really important to share the things that have touched us, and that's how people really learn. I do agree with you, Patrick. It is hard to explain to other people an experiential process unless they've witnessed it or had it themselves. There's 100 books written about kissing, but you can't. A person can't know what kissing is until they've actually experienced. The brain cannot possibly understand what is a physical, emotional, spiritual experience until one has it themselves. But what you can do in experiential learning is tell, and this is what we even tell our people, we ask our people that attend our workshops, go tell other people about your experience. How has it touched your life? How has it changed your life? And from that place, I think people really get it. When a person speaks, wow, I did this experiential exercise and it had this effect on me and my relations with my family, then people understand it, because you're speaking from your heart about your experience.
So a lot of people have not really entered into those kinds of experiential processes. They may be a little bit, they might have some trepidation about getting into something like that. What would you say to that?
I would say come and observe first.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've observed it, you can see the effects that it has. And I pretty much guarantee that if you watch the constellation process, you watch a few other people do their constellations, you will absolutely be touched and moved, and you will end up wanting to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So can you give an example or two, without violating anyone's privacy, of how the constellation approach has changed lives?
Sure. Let me think for a moment. I can give you two examples, actually. A man recently who was diagnosed with metastasized cancer came. He was in his late 70s, and he came and wanted to try to clear up his internal life, his emotional life, to prepare himself the best way he could, if there was anything that was keeping him from being able to put his full attention to his physical healing. And so I worked with him individually, and we set up a constellation using figurines, and we did his family of origin, and it was very clear that he was still carrying a tremendous amount of anger and resentment with his father. And so we did a piece of work around that in the traditional constellation work with the father. And at the end of the session, or actually halfway through the session, when we finished his work with his father, he visibly was changed and had a catharsis. And he said, "I have never felt at peace with my father in all this, 50 years, and I feel at peace with him now. I really can feel it in my heart and soul." But the other thing that happened in the constellation was it turned out, as we worked on his mother after his father, he had ended up with the exact same cancer diagnosis that his mother had. And it turned out in the process that we were doing that he really got to the place and acknowledged how much he missed his mother and how he was really longing for her in his life. He really, really missed her, and a deep longing. And what he could see from that is that he actually ended up with the exact same illness as his mother in a way of connection. And so by seeing that and bringing it to consciousness, he feels and I feel, and I think I've seen this enough times in constellation work, that by bringing the unconscious to consciousness, the deep longing that he had for his mother, to the point where he ended up with the exact same illness, he could actually slow down the process a little bit of where the cancer may be going and at how fast it may be going by bringing that unconscious connection to his mother to surface. Mm. The second example I have is of another gentleman who attended a family constellation work back in October, and I just spoke to him recently. He did a constellation with Jamie, my wife, who is a co-facilitator with us, and several years ago, had gone through a very bitter divorce. And he also had a difficult relationship with his mother. So he worked with Jamie, and Jamie did a constellation with him with his mother and his ex-wife. And I spoke to him recently, like I said, and what he told me was that for years, since his divorce, he really wasn't able to recommit to a relationship or really wasn't even interested. And after that constellation, he said within a few weeks, he felt that he was ready to start dating again, and which he did. And he said, he told me on the phone just the other day or a few days ago that he is actually in a very happy and joyous relationship, and he absolutely attributes it to the work that he did in the constellation on his mother and his ex-wife.
Well, those are great stories. Those are great stories. You touched on this concept of connection between people, and I know that Bert Hellinger, the founder of this wonderful experience, comments about the, quote, mysterious connection, unquote, between people. Well, what does that mean, kind of beyond these examples you've given us or in general, what does that mean, and are we talking here about energy or some hidden energetic level influencing our lives, or what is that?
Well, Patrick, as Bert is your teacher and he's been mine, I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to say that I know exactly what he means by mysterious connection. But what I can say that I have seen as a facilitator of family constellations and the constellation approach is that over and over again, these mysterious connections, to use Bert's words, shows up. Particularly, you see it from one generation to another generation, how grandparents and grandchildren have this amazing connection, or how events that happened in previous generations affect current generations, where the current generation, the clients often, may not have even known the ancestors or may not have even known the story. But those connections are still having, those events or those ancestors are still having an effect on current generations. That would be the one example. The other example that we often see in constellations is a person comes, as you know, and says, oh, I want to work on this issue, and we as facilitators ask a few questions, and then a constellation is set up with the people that we feel, between the client and ourselves as the facilitator, feel would be appropriate in a constellation. The constellation is set up. You take a little bit of time for the energy field to get set, the morphogenic field to get set. And often what you will see is these connections between representatives, these mysterious connections, to use Bert's words, of love and connection, or even opposite, where it might show that people don't like each other or there's a repelling of energy. And it might be, and it's often exactly opposite to what the client's story is. So the client may have the story, but the connection that shows up in the constellation actually could be opposite or very different than what the story is. And that's where the mystery lies. And that's where we work in the constellation.
So you're suggesting that there could be a disconnect, so to speak, between what a person thinks is going on, their story, and what shows up underlying it. Is that right?
Absolutely, Patrick. That's exactly right. Because remember, a constellation allows us to go from the conscious, what the story is or what the feelings and emotions are of the client, into the unconscious. A constellation is the doorway into the unconscious morphogenetic field, not just of the client, but of the whole family field, the whole family energy field, the unconscious field. And that's where we really do the work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the mystery lies.
Uh-huh. And that's something that most people don't recognize or even know about. I mean, that's kind of a new idea to a lot of people, right?
Exactly, which brings us back to the question you said earlier about the how do you explain this experiential experience when our minds can grasp it, but until you really see it or experience it in a constellation or as a representative, you don't really get it.
Right, and I know that Rupert Sheldrake is a biologist in England who came up with this idea of the morphogenetic field influencing I think, as it was biological groups or species or some such thing. Is that right? Did you
yes,
read his
yes.
book? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Rupert Sheldrake and Bert actually collaborated, and I think that's where Bert got the idea from, and that's how he taught us, is that there is this morphogenic field, or in Carl Jung's language, the collective unconscious, that we're all connected to. And the constellation approach allows us to go into that collective unconscious or into that morphogenic field to see what's going on underneath the surface or underneath the conscious mind, the story that rests on the surface.
So, you know, you mentioned in one of your examples there the man with the illness. And this is something that interests me greatly because I've been in chiropractic practice for 25 years. You know, I've seen a lot of people come through with different ailments and whatnot. And I'm wondering, you know, and I often wonder when I'm with a patient, how a systemic influence might be part of what's happening with their sickness or disease or dysfunction. You know, it seems like it's a unique and provocative idea that illness can be a burden, as in your example, carried over from the past. And I'm fascinated by the statement from Bert Hellinger. He says, quote, "Illnesses are missing people." And I think you even alluded to that. So what are the principles operating in such a circumstance? You know, and in what way would someone know if they have a systemic influence to their illness or just a kind of a medical condition?
Again, great question. And yes, that gentleman, I didn't realize we were going to be going here, but yes, that was a very clear example of illness as a missing person, that he had this deep longing for his mother, and the illness that actually came to him was so similar to his mother's, and it showed the deep bond and connection that he had. So in a constellation, when a person presents an illness, the first thing we'll do as a facilitator is to see if it is systemic, if it is in the family system. We'll ask questions such as, has anybody else in the family had this condition? Has anybody else, you know, had similar fates as what's going on in the family? So we'll search for a systemic connection. When we do that, then we can work with the energies between the two people that have had the illness, the client and whoever it was, if it was a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or even a great-grandparent. If the client doesn't have the information, a great way to work, and which is one of the great mysteries of this work, is you can set up several generations, both on the mother's line and the father's line, and put the client in to the constellation or a representative for the client, allow the morphogenic field, the collective unconscious again, to set up, solidify, and allow the energy to move, and then see who the representative for the client is drawn to or to see which representatives are drawn to the client. Then from there, you can work energetically to kind of untangle the energy field and, at the end of the day, strengthen the client, which then gives them more strength to deal with their physical condition.
So, you know, with that example, it just occurs to me how fortunate that gentleman is to have come to you, to have had this constellation done, this experience for him, so that he could see that connection. But I just have to bring this up, that when he goes back to his medical doctor, you know, and he says to the medical, "Hey, doc, listen, you know, I found out that a big influence to my cancer is that I miss my mother." You know, that medical doctor is going to roll his eyes, maybe even give the guy some kind of referral to a psychiatrist. You know,
well, yes.
What I'm suggesting is that there's a real these things are so powerful and positive for the client who is fortunate enough to find someone like you to do this. But there's a whole other major influence in our culture that would say, no, that's crazy.
And I would say to them that they're just not looking at the whole picture. please understand, Patrick, that I'm not trying to say that family constellations can heal cancer or that I am going to heal this man's cancer. But what I can do, if we look at a person's whole health, we can take a slice of the pie, which is the systemic energetic influences of illness and disease that come from our ancestral lineage, and you and I can work with that. Mm-hmm. That then clears out, I believe, a part of the person's psyche that is then, that energy is more available to deal with their physical condition.
Mm-hmm. Which, in other words, would then make whatever treatments they might be receiving medically possibly more effective.
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. This is totally in support of the other treatments they're getting.
Right.
We're clearing up as much of the internal baggage as possible, so that a person can be as healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's wonderful. So, really, to a large extent, it is an energy connection. Is that what I'm understanding here?
I would say so.
So,
we use the word energy loosely. Yes, it's a connection.
Yeah. So is energy limited? That is, you know, is it contained in only certain places? And how does it affect the constellation approach or how it may be provided? You know, like you mentioned the gentleman you did the work with figurines. So, you know, is it necessary to be in a workshop or a group to get the benefit?
No. As a matter of fact, that's what's I think made this work so famous around the world. Is that there are two real phenomena in this work, if we want to say about energy. The first is the phenomena of representatives, total strangers, who are chosen to, say, represent a father or a mother or a grandparent or an uncle, with very little story, knowing very little about that person they're representing. They're placed in the center of the room or placed somewhere in the room by the client. Within a few minutes, that representative, that total stranger, is starting to get feelings, emotions, even body, physical sensations that are very similar or identical to who they're representing. So that's the first phenomena. The second one is the effect that a constellation has on people who aren't in the room. And this showed up as an example with my wife when she did her work with her mother. She did a constellation on her mother, and within, my wife and her mother have good relations. That wasn't the issue. But within, I think, a week after the constellation, her mother contacted her and had a complete change of kind of, she wanted a deeper relationship with my wife than she had had previously. And that came specifically out of the constellation. And the same way my wife's example, we have seen over and over and over again, a person will do a constellation about somebody in their life who they would like a different relationship with or a better relationship. And within some period of time, that person out of the blue will call them or reach out to them or a letter will be sent. It's the phenomena that what we do in a constellation affects people over time and distance.
So again, there's that mystery, that connection. I remember being in a constellation in Santa Barbara where there was something done about, I don't remember this, a boyfriend or a spouse, and the phone rang, her cell phone, and it was that person calling and, you know, kind of like resolving whatever the issue was right there, and the facilitator allowed it to happen. It was really kind of interesting to see. And, you know, I was there when Jamie's mother came for the first time, I don't know if she's been back since, to the constellation, you remember?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
it was wonderful because, you know, there was her mother coming in, and I remember Jamie was a little nervous, but her mother coming in as a result of having recognized some kind of mysterious benefit on her part, maybe from her point of view, that she couldn't quite define, and she wanted to find out what happened there.
Exactly, yes. Right. As a matter of fact, Jamie's mom has been back several times to our constellations and has been an amazing representative for a mother or a grandmother. So again, Patrick, from the depths of my heart, this work has changed. I've seen it changed my wife's relationship with her whole family, and has absolutely changed my relationship with my sisters and my parents. I can't speak highly enough of how it's changed not just me, but the other people in my life that were never in the room. So that's the energy that we speak about that transcends the constellation.
Mm-hmm. And I can add to that, too. I can speak that to the fact that it's changed relationships for me. And apparently it's changed me because people are constantly commenting that I'm not the same guy I was a few years ago. So there's something to that, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, right. Thank God. So Bert Hellinger, you know, is, of course, in Germany, and he works a lot with I guess, several generations after the, the Nazi experience there, right? Hmm. And you know, and I know that that's influenced a great deal his work, but in many families and life situations, there are perpetrators and victims. You know, someone did something to someone else, and there's a reaction to it or a judgment about it, as you said. So within the constellation approach, how is that kind of thing dealt with?
Interesting. I would say that the whole concept of victim and perpetrator is some of the deepest and most profound work and one of the most helpful things constellations do. I find it amazing. When there is that energy within a family system, and again, it can go back several generations, or it cannot even be in the family system. It can just be that somebody was either a perpetrator or somebody was a victim. They've experienced it. What we do in a constellation is we will choose representatives for both sides, those who have been victims and those who have been perpetrators. And we allow them to just stand near each other or across from each other. And this is where the real soul level work comes in, or the sacred mind work comes in, where by just allowing the victims and perpetrators to be in the constellation together, without forcing anything, because you cannot force reconciliation, but by just letting them be there and letting the energy field continue to build and build and build, over time, something moves those representatives. We often use the term movements of the soul. It's like the soul of the representatives start to move towards each other, the representatives of the victims and the perpetrators, until there is some type of resolution, and you will often see deep, deep, deep catharsis and crying and holding and touching each other until the fields actually come together, and there's a tremendous peace that happens between victims and perpetrators. And that's not to discount that what happened was terrible or wrong or bad, but in our work, we don't use ideas of societal ideas of good or bad, right or wrong, who did what to who. We work on the soul level, and the soul is always moving towards peace and reconciliation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, let's see. How does Bert Hellinger put it? He says, spirit mind always seeks to bring back together that which was separated before.
Beautiful.
That's reconciliation you speak of. And to my mind, you know, perpetrators and victims, especially having been exposed to the constellation approach so deeply, are two sides of a coin.
Absolutely. There's two sides of a coin. And that's why working ancestral or generation to generation, you can often see when one generation were victims, the next generation becomes the perpetrators. One generation was the perpetrators, the next generation becomes the victim, because in a family system, the soul system is always looking for balance. And if we're looking at a timeline over several generations, over hundreds of years, you will see victims, then perpetrator, victim, then perpetrator. And over a timeline, it all balances out.
Yes, it's just a balancing act all over the place, isn't it?
That's
fascinating. Well, Peter, I think we touched on some wonderful topics here, and I apologize for my phone in the background, my cell phone. I thought I turned it off. And, you know, it really, you've given a great overview of what someone could expect or experience as they come into a constellation workshop. So if you would, please tell our listeners more about your services and how they can contact you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Patrick. I think the easiest way is if they just remember our website, which is www.constellationapproach.com. That's our website, and everything that you need to know can be found on constellationapproach.com. You can also find us at hellingerboston.com. You can reach us that way. And we do monthly seminars, a Saturday seminar from 9:30 to 6 p.m. There's usually about 20 people in the room, so we keep our group small and intimate. You're welcome to come to a one-day seminar. Jamie and I also offer a one-year immersion learning program where we take you through 6 3-day weekends, and we touch on all the what we feel are the basic aspects of family and of family constellation work: family of origin, mother's line, father's line, the effects of illness and disease and death, the effects of war, immigration, and religion in our ancestral lineage, and how love can be supported in our relationships. So if anybody's interested in going on a one-year journey of family constellation work, we absolutely would love to have you in our program.
And, of course, that's what I did. And it was a life-shifting, wonderful experience. You know, and we, of course, came from Washington, D.C. area to Boston once a month, you know. And sometimes the weather wasn't so cooperative, but it was well worth it, Peter. It was well worth it. You guys are just wonderful, and you do such wonderful work, and you're so giving, all from the heart, and you're just beautiful. So thank you so much, Peter, for taking the time to sit with me and go through this process. And I'm just going to say thank you to everyone who's listening to us now, and goodbye, and all the best.